It's Tarzan, and as you'd expect, the set is crucial.
We have a really beautiful, green, luscious jungle built right on the stage with two running waterfalls.
Greg Hinojosa directs Tarzan. It follows closely the Disney movie of the same name, Family Shipwrecks on African Coast, Baby Raised by Apes.
It is everything you have ever thought about Tarzan being, and the music is by Phil Collins. We have a live orchestra that is seated up in the balcony, and this fills the theater. There's some great percussion sounds.
You're wondering, of course, does Tarzan fly using vines? And the answer is an emphatic yes.
Very much in the style of the Cirque du Soleil performers, we actually have four silks on stage that act as vines.
These silks are what the characters cling to make their dramatic airborne moves.
Once Tarzan is revealed as an adult for the first time, the audience actually gets to see Tarzan fly right over the audience and back onto the stage a couple of times.
The heart of the story is Tarzan discovering Jane and discovering that, in fact, he's not an ape.
His world is turned upside down when some expeditioners come to study gorilla life on the island, and he meets Jane.
Their romance doesn't get too explicit.
It's definitely a family-friendly show. This past weekend, we've had toddlers through teenagers attending with their parents. It's just a whole lot of fun for the entire family, I believe.
For more on Tarzan and other arts and culture stories, go to tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.